Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
It shouldn't be so unusual for members of the president's own party to stand with us and hold him to account when he does wrong, especially a president who so overreaches. But I'm thankful that Republican senators did the right thing. I applaud them for it. Let's hope that these votes this week are green shoots. Republicans, out of courage, out of principle, and maybe out of exasperation, are beginning to constrain the president when he goes too far.
Your colleague Chuck Schumer suggesting possibly you voted this way out of courage, principle, and maybe even exasperation to constrain the president when he goes too far. Does your colleague have a fair assessment of your vote with those words?
No, I don't think that's fair, and I'm not about to let Chuck Schumer characterize why I'm doing what I'm doing. I think I just did that really well with you. Two votes this week, for instance, maybe three. There was a vote on Yemen where a majority of the Senate actually voted to discontinue what we're doing in Yemen. I voted with the president on that. That was the day before. And, you know, a number of Republicans had a different view of that. I'm not critical of anybody else's vote, but the only vote I get to decide how to cast it is mine. And, the Constitution matters. I think the president understands, even if he doesn't agree, why I voted the way I did. And we'll let the court sort this out.
Yeah, I think the key thing that people need to understand here is that the vote for the national emergency, people who voted against that, are not inherently opposed to border security. It's a separate issue.
Absolutely. And I have said literally thousands of times over the last 10 years that the first thing we have to do to solve these immigration problems is to secure the border. And I've said hundreds of times that the best person to actually do that first step and then convince people that that's where we are is the president, because he is so committed to it. We want to continue. One of the things I've been working with them over the last 6 weeks since this came up has been, look, there's another way to do this, some of which I just went through with you, that will give you more money than we can spend in this first term, and let's run the second term on, as you are anyway, on finishing the wall. Mm-hmm. The wall, the border security is a legitimate expectation of the federal government, but there's a way to do it, and there's a way that I think creates future problems. Because I agree with this president doesn't mean I'd agree with the next one.
Yeah.
And that's where I am. Like I said, if I would have voted differently, there would have been 11 senators. If five of us would have voted differently, there would have been seven senators. That took four. I thought it was important to express my view on this, as I shared it with the president. The Congress still matters. We all got very excited and upset when President Obama talked about the phone and the pen. National emergency is about as big a use of the pen as you can possibly use, and we were all outraged when President Obama tried to spend non-appropriated money for Obamacare on Obamacare. I was part of a fight every year to actually put in the appropriations bill that he couldn't do that. I joined the House of Representatives and supported their efforts to go to court. We took President Obama to court on the basis that you can't spend money differently than it's appropriated, even though you've said you're about to. So it's not a new fight. It's just a fight that it looks different if you're on the side of it that you agree with what's trying to be done.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.